You know, today I actually want to, on my little bonus podcast here, play a little bit of a sermon from my service Tuesday night. The Lord has been dealing with me a lot about healing, and that podcast that you heard, my bonus before this, was about healing. And healing is the will of God for every believer. And I want to talk to you just for a second before I get into this sermon on Tuesday nights. We usually don't put up Tuesday night sermons, but these are so good when it comes in the area of healing, especially now with the coronavirus on. I was just dealing with a young man who got electrocuted in Mexico. And it was about 2 weeks ago, and he works with a very famous pro golfer, and he had to go down there and get things set up a few days before the pro golfer came. He was putting some PA equipment together there on the golf course, and things were damp, wet, whatever. He plugged something in and was immediately electrocuted in Mexico. How many of y'all don't think this is a good idea? So, obviously, you know, his family's not there, so on. They end up getting a hold of his dad, who's a friend of mine as well, and they're like, oh my gosh, PD, pray, you know, he's been electrocuted, yada, yada, yada. So the first thing they did was the right thing. The Bible says when you're sick, call for the elders of the church, and that's good. And they also did a good thing because they called in a guy that believes in healing. A lot of preachers, they say, you never know what God's going to do. Well, I don't know if it's God's will to heal you or not. No, it's definitely God's will to heal you. You just got to believe, you receive when you pray, and faith comes by hearing. So you got to hear a lot that the word of God can make a big difference in your life. So anyway, I prayed with him and prayed with the family and so on. And then they got back, and then he started doing a little better and a little better, a little better. Then yesterday they got a hold of me and said, oh man, he's really scared because his body's not acting right and his vision's not right and this isn't right. And so I began to explain to them what I'm going to explain to you real quick. I said, number one, the devil comes to steal your healing. But number two, whenever you get electrocuted, this just came up in me by knowledge by God. I'm no doctor. But obviously, through that electrocution, a lot of the electronics in the body got messed up. And they're going to stagger and stumble and have issues for a while. And the enemy's coming to you and saying, this is always going to be this way. You're never going to get better. That's what the devil does. So now you're panicking and you're afraid. And now your body is not healing properly because you're putting more of a toxic, stressful load on it. And so the fight or flight's kicking in like crazy. And so if you were to get better, you need to calm your mind down so your body can heal itself. And I told this guy this just a few moments ago before I did this podcast. I sent him a voice text and I said, have you ever been pulled over by a cop? You know, you weren't paying attention and you're speeding and you're, woo, woo. What, my gosh, your legs go numb. You freak out. You're trying to get your seatbelt on, right? That stress, that fight or flight clicks in. Well, right now, this young man keeps having these thoughts. Man, gosh, I'm in my prime. Will I be able to tour with the PGA again? Will I be able to? That's the devil coming to totally terrorize your mind. So you got to take authority of your thoughts. So before we get into the teaching, do this in your own life. Take authority over your thoughts. Say, body, you function normally. It's going to take a little bit of time to get back to normal, but you're going to get back to normal. Because a mind unrenewed always goes to the negative very quickly. Goes south very quickly, thinks of all the worst possibilities, and you go say, no, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. The Bible said, with long life, he'll satisfy me and show me his salvation. He said he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destruction. I was electrocuted. My body's still in shock, but I believe that everything is going back into its proper rhythm in the name of Jesus. That's the way I want it, and that's the way it shall be. Okay? And the reason why I told this young man, I said, the reason why it's good that you're calling me is there's an optometrist. And if I needed a brain surgeon, I wouldn't want to go to a gynecologist or an optometrist. I'd want to go to a brain surgeon. So certain people in ministry have certain things they specialize in. I specialize in faith and healing. So therefore, when you're sick, you want to listen to a guy, faith and healing. And to me, it would be the church that I'd want to go to because we all get sick. We're all getting older. The Bible said that the outward man is perishing day by day. Well, if you're perishing day by day, just go look in the mirror. Look at the wrinkles and the crow's feet that you have now that you didn't have when you were rolling human growth hormone like crazy at 7 years old. So you want to get in the right church to hear the right word to have a long life. Get around people who believe that God said you could live to 120, and by God, you're going to do it, okay? So you know, that's why I say going to the wrong church will kill you. So anyway, let's get into today's talk. Hey, one thing you can do if you like this bonus podcast, screenshot it, share it, mention me, and I'll go. Write a little review at the bottom of this. This is just a bonus about your healing. Check this out.
I want to talk to you tonight about the subject of healing. And I got a couple questions to ask you. I don't even know. I was thinking a while ago before I came up. I don't know. How many months has it been since they've been telling you that COVID was going to kill you? What month did that start for us? March. So you got March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November. So that's quite a long time for 24 hours a day. COVID's going to kill you. COVID's going to kill you. We're going to need respirators. COVID's going to kill you. And so I kind of want to unpack that tonight. And I love preaching this stuff on a Tuesday night because sometimes on a Sunday you got a lot of new believers coming in. People like John, when he first started, might not have been able to handle this day one. But it's Tuesday. Come on, somebody, shout, it's Tuesday. So I want to unpack some stuff, and I want you to write this down, even if you're watching at home, that hearing equals healing. I want you to shout that with me. Hearing equals healing. Shout it again. What?
Hearing equals healing.
One more time, but stronger.
Hearing equals healing.
That's why the Bible said, take heed what you hear. Because what you hear gets in your heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, what speaks? When Nicole first met me, she loved me, and she told everybody, I love him. He's my dream man. I want to marry him. This is my story. Go with me on this one. But you know, you meet a girl and talk to a guy, and all they talk about is that. Are they getting a new job? Or for you, God love you, for the next few years, you're going to hear, well, there's another video of my grandson. Let me tell you about my grandson. Let me tell you about my grandson. You know why they call them grandkids, by the way? It costs you a grand every time you see them. But what's on your heart comes out your mouth. So America talks about COVID, 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 COVID. This isn't about COVID. This is something bigger than COVID. This is about cancer. This is about, I talked to a guy today that his dad had a 6-way bypass. Talked to another guy today that had, in church this big, you always got people sick, disease, especially their family members. Another guy I talked to just before church on the phone that he said that his dad had open heart surgery and they did what they could, but they're actually doing another surgery on him in January. And this guy went on to say to me, he said, oh, it's not his health, it's his lifestyle. And he loves this person. This person's father. But he said he's eaten pork every day of his life, smoked, drove a truck, so he smoked, you know, X amount of cigarette packs every week. And so when you do these things long term, it has adverse effects on your health. That's why Joyce Meyer said she started working out when she was around 50-something, and Dave started working out when he was a young man, and there was a gap between the way she felt, the way she looked, and her physical, well-being, and Dave was different. And she said now that she's up in years, some of these preachers like, that we see that are preaching now, they're in their 80s, and they look like they're in their 60s, and part of the reason why is because they took heed to what they heard, they took heed to what they said, and then they took heed not only what went out of the mouth, but what went into the mouth. And I won't push that far because I realize this is Thanksgiving week. Come on, somebody help me. You guys gave so good in the banner you're offering, the Jesus offering. I want to go easy on you. But at the same time, I also don't want you to die or even have nothing but heaven on earth right now. So again, hearing equals healing. Now, I want you to go with me in Mark chapter 6, verse 5. And it said, and he could do there no miracles because of their unbelief. Everybody shout that with me, the unbelief. Some people tell you all the time, you know, growing up, oh, there's nothing God can't do. And nothing God can't do. Well, there are a few things he can't do. He can't make you pay your tithes. He can't make you stop sinning. He said, I would that all would come to repentance. But he can't make everybody repent and go to heaven. And in here it says, he could do no miracles there because of their unbelief, except he laid hands on a few sick people and he healed them. And he wondered at their unbelief. In other words, one translation said he astonished. In one translation said he marveled at their unbelief. Jesus walked away and said, I've never seen so much doubt and unbelief in all my life. It's almost like they've been watching CNN and Fox News and every other news 24 hours a day looking at the death count and the death toll of COVID-19. And now they're walking around in fear instead of faith. Because if you are going to die, and I got good news for you, you're going to die. The Bible said that. It's appointed that a man wants to die, and after that, the judgment. You're going to die, but a brave woman only dies one time. A brave man only dies one time, and they don't die of sickness and disease. They die in faith, saying, you know what? I think my time's done. I finished my course with joy. I'm going on to be with the Lord, and I think I'm going to... Come on, somebody ought to give God praise today. So if you go to the wrong church, you can die early. You go to the wrong church, you can be broke. You go to the wrong church, you can be stupid. The Bible said, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. In other words, David Crank translation. People die from going to a dumb church with a dumb preacher who says, you never know what God's going to do. Well, that's very offensive to God. My grandson's never going to go. I wonder what my grandfather's going to do. I'm going to bless him coming in. I'm going to bless him going out. He's going to be so blessed. If you could just see his tennis shoe closet right now, before he was born. Every kind of little Air Jordans you could possibly imagine. I bought him a pair the other day, and they said, you've already bought these. I said, I did. They said, yeah. I said, buy him an orange pair or gray pair. He's already got the white and the red. And I go, oh my gosh, I guess it's the brand of the church. It's just the way it is. So if I'm here to tell you right now that God's got good plans for you, and he's got thoughts about you before you were born, and he's got thoughts and plans for you once you leave this people planet and get over to where the Lamb is the light and live in heaven, and while you're here on this people planet, somebody ought to shout hallelujah to this. You don't have to be sick. He couldn't do any mighty works there. Why? Because of their unbelief. Now, John 10:10, you know the scripture well, but I want to read it to you again. It says, the thief cometh in order to steal, kill, and to destroy. But I love this last part. Shout it like you had breakfast. But I have come that you may have COVID. Watch the news. Have high blood pressure. Need Lunesta to sleep. There's no way melatonin would do it. Not in your situation. Did I get that messed up again? Nicole probably needs to come read this probably in a minute because, I mean, she figures out the mathematical equation. She can figure out this. Let me try to read it slower. The thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and to destroy, but I have come that you may enjoy life and have it to the abundance, to the full, till it overflows. That doesn't sound like COVID. That doesn't sound like cancer. That doesn't sound like heart or arteries. It doesn't sound like arthritis. It doesn't sound like anything but abundance, favor, breakthrough, and not only healing, but divine health, wealth, and prosperity. Come on, give God praise today. Come here, miss. Take your mic off. I just want everybody to see you real quick. If there are any women in St. Louis that are interested, I have this guy here, miss, been faithful with me the whole time. He's single, and I've spit on him for 7 minutes. I was watching my spit just fly and hit him. So if I did have COVID, miss has got it. Come on, somebody. Be baptized in Jesus' name, miss. A lot of girls like, I'm going to Florida. I can tell you right now, I just saw my Boaz down there. All right. So sickness comes from the devil. COVID didn't come from China. It came from the pit of hell. Some man might have made it. I don't know how it got here. I just know how it's not going to affect you. By the way, I had COVID. And it's not fun. And I've been around thousands of people that had it. But when I had it, you know what I did? I said, body, I speak to you in the name of Jesus. You come in line with the word of God. And I rebuke COVID's ability to live in my body. And I decree and declare that I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, and I'm wise, I'm healed, I'm delivered. And there was times where, just like right now, there's a fight to faith. If you don't know it, I was on a stage in St. Louis about 9 weeks ago today, and the stage broke. And as soon as it broke, it broke my ankle. and I felt it break, and it was extreme pain, and I shoved myself up. Within 1 second, I was back. When I shoved it, I tore a ton of ligaments and did a bunch of things. I should have stayed down, but you know, you just naturally kick in, and I got back up. I'm going to write a book called When You Fall Down, Stay Down. But I got up. But that was just a natural thing that happened, but it has affected me, and I had to believe God for healing. I'm 51 years old. They make no new replacement parts for me. You got to grow them back by faith. And people said to me, oh, you're 51. It'll be real slow. Oh, you know what? You're probably going to need pins. No pins. You're probably going to need dip pins. Now, that might be a different situation. But they're always cursing you. You know what? I bet now you'll feel it every time it gets, every time it rains. I've been feeling rain since I was 2. I know what it's raining. But the people trained by the world will convince you to accept stupid stuff, not at 51. 50 is the new 20. Somebody ought to shout amen. With long life, you ought to agree with me right now. You speak to COVID. You speak to depression. You speak to tennis elbow. You speak to heart arrhythmias. You speak to blocked arteries. You speak to tumors. And you say, God, you can do mighty works here because I believe you. I'm healed from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. You come in line with the word of God. You stop it. You say, well, you act like you believe that. Oh, I do. And I'm married to a Holy Ghost crazy woman. So when I'm 6, she stood over my bed when I had COVID. She said, body, you come in line with the word of God. We're covenant people. You don't have a right to live in his body. He's a man of God, and he's still, I was never afraid of dying. I'm never afraid of dying. You need to threaten me with heaven? It's like, yeah, okay. I know where I'm going. But people get afraid. And it really wasn't that big of a deal. And it affects different people in different ways. And I realize it might have been a big deal for your Aunt Margaret. It might have been a big deal for your Uncle Bob. And I'm not making light of that. I'm saying learn this stuff, because if it's not COVID, it's going to be some kind of other weird, willy, wild, wacky, demonic thing that comes after you. But the more of the will of the Lord you know, you'll go, I don't think so. No, thank you, Mr. Devil. Luke 13. This teaching will keep you healed. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues. He was in a church on the Sabbath day. And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity. Shout that with me. What was that?
Spirit of
She wasn't just sick. There was an evil spirit behind this. 18 years. That's a long time. And she was bowed together and could no wise lift herself up. She just couldn't get any better. Verse 13, for the sake of time. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Notice that healing brings glory to God. God likes it when you get healed. God likes it when you believe. God likes you to be well. The devil likes you to be sick. Who do you want to impress? Well, I want to impress God, not the devil. So we see here, laying on of hands is important. In a little bit, Pastor Jordan, Pastor Omar, Pastor Phil, me here in Florida, and Nicole, I was instructed by the Lord this afternoon. I asked a question on Instagram. God didn't tell me to preach on healing, but I asked you, would it be all right if I preach on healing tonight? 93% of you said yes. The rest of you said no. But there was such a small percentage, I decided to go ahead and go with the larger percentage. Then I was praying about it, and the Lord spoke to me and said, I want you tonight to lay hands on the sick and people that have had sickness of long standing and a spirit of infirmity. When Pastor Jordan, Pastor Phil, and Pastor Omar lay their hand on you tonight, that all the sickness and disease will be broken off of you immediately tonight, and then your job is to glorify God. Come on, somebody ought to give God praise. Now again, it's not my touch, it's his touch. It's not Jordan's touch or Phil's touch, it's the Lord's touch. But it's a point of contact. Now for the sake of time, verse 16, let's jump down out of there. Jesus said, ought not this woman, being the daughter of Abraham, who the Lord has bound, You guys got to, I'm tricking you. I'm seeing if you're reading and you're not. Jesus said, ought not this woman being the daughter of Abraham who bound her?
Satan.
Who bound her?
Satan.
Come on at home. Who bound her?
Satan.
So sickness and disease and bondage comes from who?
Satan.
Lack and lust come from who?
Satan.
Depression and disease come from who?
Satan.
Good job. Lo, these 18 years is loose from this bond on the Sabbath day. Religious people had a problem with Jesus preaching on healing, and Jesus healed this woman on the Sabbath day. And people were glad that she got healed, but their religious minds whacked out on them, man. They're like, you can't heal her on a Sabbath day. And the Lord said, my goodness, the devil bound her. Seemed like you ought to rejoice. I say that to say this. Not everybody will be happy when you receive your healing. Not everybody will be happy when you receive your new car. Not everybody will be happy when you see whatever it is you're believing God for. Because the enemy in them and the devil in people always just wants to see people bowed over and bound. But we are people of freedom at Faith Church. And so we celebrate when we somebody get a new car, get a husband. Come on, give God praise today. Get a new job. The Bible says, rejoice with them that rejoice. So the person who has a problem with this are going to be religious people. And I'm going to say this, it's because it's Tuesday. Religious people, don't tell them I told you this. But they enjoy watching you be sick. They like it. A couple reasons why they like it. One, they like it because it identifies you with them. Peter got out of the boat. Everybody's mad at him. One guy has the moxie to walk by faith and step out on the water. And the religious people say, well, I bet it's because he can't swim. No. He walked on water because his ability, trust, faith, reliance on God made him go, you know, I think I'll step out there and do this. So what you're doing is you're stepping out past the religious mediocrity minds of the world who say, COVID's going to get you, cancer's going to get you, and then now you're bound in fear. Do not live your life in fear. Why? Because Jesus said, this woman had a spirit of infirmity. You just read that. Then he said, God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of what? I feel like I preach stronger than you say that. Let's shout it again strong. Shout, God has not given me
a spirit of fear,
but of
power and love and a sound mind.
Spirit of fear will knock on the door and say, you know what? You're going to die early. Here's what a lot of people do. I talked to a guy today, and he's doing the math. He's not even 70, but his dad died at like 71. And his dad died at like 71. And so he's looking at his family tree going, well, there's no way I could live that way. I couldn't live that long. I'm not, my dad died at 56. I'm 51. Guess who's not dying at 56, homie? Oh, yeah, no. So well, I wouldn't say that. Well, that's the difference between me, you, and me. I will say it because the Bible said that the weak say, I am strong. The Bible said, I have what I say. He said with long life, he would satisfy me. So I will live till I'm satisfied until I see my grandkids, grandkids, and make sure they're on the right path. I ain't leaving. Come on, somebody ought to shout amen. And I'm not going to be an old man when I do it. I'm going to be strong and well able to. Who's going with me on this? Don't be old. My God, you're too young to be that old. You're only 80. Goodness. You're too young. People say, man, I don't want to buy a house with stairs. I'm 32. James 5:14. If anyone among you is sick, let him call for the elders of the church. That's what we do at the prayer people that are up at the front. Those are like elders. We don't formally do stuff with making people wear robes or whatever, but they're people that pray the prayer of faith. You will not go to our prayer teams in the front and they go, God, I don't know why you put this sickness and disease on them. Nah, well, if we hear that, you let us know. We train people. We don't want empty heads laying empty hands on people's heads. We want people full of the word going, Father, we decree and declare right now that Shaquita is healed. And this is not going to affect Shaquita's life. And Shaquita, and so now we get them on the right path. Because that's how you, the Bible says the prayer of faith saves the sick. Not the prayer of doubt and unbelief. I'm preaching good right now. If anyone is sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church and let them pray over them, anointing them with oil. It could be formally oil. It could be formal, like this is oil. Or it could be symbolic of the oil of the Holy Spirit, which is very prevalent tonight. We're going to lay hands on you tonight, but we're not going to lay hands on you with physical oil. We are going to allow the oil of the Holy Spirit to roll in and out every aisle. Up, in fact, the Lord just spoke to me. Somebody's watching online and said, oh, I wish I would have been there tonight. The Lord says, I wish you would have been here too, but I'm going to have mercy on you and heal you online. That's the word of the Lord. Give the Lord praise for that right now. That somebody just said that, and the Lord healed you. By the way, word of knowledge, I was standing on this stage on Sunday, and God spoke to me and said, there's somebody standing at Earth City back behind the sound booth at Earth City. And I'm here in Florida, 1,100 miles away, and you're worried about your knees, and God is healing you. I got a text later that day that one of our St. Louis County police officers had just had two knee replacements, and he was worried about being healed, and he was standing by the sound booth and went, my goodness. Come on, somebody ought to give God praise for that. Loads, words of knowledge work. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went about doing good and healing all those who were oppressed by God. Got you again, half of you. Half of you not reading yet, you need to go to homeschool, go to Hooked on Phonics. Let's try it again. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all those who were oppressed by who?
The devil.
Who?
The devil.
Who?
The devil.
Well, the devil isn't real. The devil told you that, stupid. The devil's real. How many scriptures have we read just tonight? Way more than necessary to create a doctrine. So he says they were oppressed by the devil. And my grandmother was an anointed woman of God way before women preachers were accepted at all. She was anointed preacher of God. And some of you heard the story, but you're going to hear it again, and other people have never heard it, need to hear it. This, again, is why you want to go to the right church, because you need to hear this story so many times. You know the story yourself. In fact, before I tell you that story, I'll tell you another story. Came up in me by the Holy Spirit. Me and Nicole in St. Louis, you'll know this, we were just driving around looking at Christmas lights about 2 weeks ago in St. Louis, and we pulled down this, road, and we came up on Highway 55 right before you get to Arnold, and you cross over that viaduct right there, and there's a Cracker Barrel there. You know where that's at in St. Louis? And so we pulled over there, and Nicole saw Cracker Barrel, and immediately she said, did Mama Red go on to be with the Lord? And I said, oh my gosh, Nicole, she had to die years ago. Had to be years ago. She said, oh, okay, I was just wondering. And then the next day, somebody called up and said, hey, we got word that Mama Red just passed away yesterday. She's well up into her 90s. And Nicole's like, my God, I was picking up on that. I was in the area. She used to work at that Cracker Barrel. And I thought of her, but it was more than just a thought. It was the Holy Spirit was bringing it up, because she was so connected to our church for so long, and it tied into her spirit. Now, Mama Red, you don't know who she is, but let me tell you who she is. Mama Red, we called her Red because when I went to church, I was about 12 or 13 years old, and she started coming to my daddy's church. And she had bright red hair, had been married a couple times, and she was a postal worker back when the postal people were the people we were worried about, if you know what I'm talking about. Remember postal stuff? Like, oh man, they'll go postal on you. Young people don't know about it, but the postal people went crazy, shot some people, crazy stuff. I don't even remember what happened, but I remember it was like, hey, Mama Red going postal on you right now. Mama Red had the brightest red hair, Pete, you ever seen in your life. And so she came to my dad's church for years. Now, here's what my dad believed. My dad believed the whole Bible. Every period, every jot, every comma, in the back, the table of contents, where it was printed, Dallas, Texas. Yeah! That's how crazy my daddy was. So he would preach this story. People are being healed, by the way, right now. Get ready. You could be healed any moment right now. Faith begins where the will of God is known. Faith comes by hearing. You're hearing a radical message on healing, not COVID-19. So my dad would tell a story that I was a little boy, and we lived in a travel trailer. It wasn't much longer, honestly, than this little stage here in Florida. And my daddy's bedroom was back there in the back, and then my bedroom was right here. It was the table, if you know anything about RVs. And the table would fold down, and you would take the back and the seat of the table and roll that over the table when it laid down, and that became your bed. And then in the morning, you'd make that bed up, and then you'd eat your breakfast there. The problem is I shared that bed with my brother, and he peed the bed, which always was bad. Because then I'd eat my breakfast on the very table that he peed on an hour later. Come on, somebody else. This is my dilemma. But while I was there, we were up in Bucyrus, Ohio in the wintertime, and it was so cold in the trailer. Now, you got to remember, the wind is blowing up under the trailer at nighttime. So all the wind and the cold. So when we'd go to bed at night, we'd go into the church, we'd preach where we were, and then the snow would be on our shoes when we walked up in the trailer, and then we'd wake up in the morning, and the snow would still be as frozen in the trailer as it was the night before. And we were so poor, and the people were so poor because they didn't know anything about money. Well, we didn't have any money to stay in a hotel, and we didn't have... I remember when we first got an electric blanket. Remember electric blankets? And I don't know if they still have them today, but man, we got an electric blanket. We're like, oh, God's good. And we turned up so hot, we'd wake up in the morning with like little red marks all over. Come on, somebody looked like I'd been... I don't know what, but I'm sure it wasn't good for us. We're like, oh, thank God. And we turn on the gas... burners on the stove just to try to get some heat in the trailer. This is how poor we were. And then we, of course, didn't have any vitamins or good nutrition, and we were eating fake air bologna. You know that story. And that's the way we were. Well, in the middle of the night, I got so sick. I was throwing up all over the place. And my dad has been teaching the Word of God. He's been learning these things. Remember, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word, and hearing equals healing. By the way, hearing equals sickness and disease. So you got to turn off that stupid COVID stuff that they're trying to scare the tar out of you about. You're not going to die of COVID. You're not going to need a respirator. This thing has come to pass. And some of you, I can feel it right now, like, oh, I believe in COVID. Oh, my God, I need to help you. You need to believe in the C word that's above the COVID word, and it's Christ, the anointed one. And it said when he would heal you, according to Isaiah 53:5, he was wounded for your transgression, he was bruised for your iniquities, and by his stripes you are healed. So viruses have to go. Temperatures have to level. Cancer has to leave. Somebody ought to shout amen if you believe it. I feel bad sometimes when I'm preaching. I can feel it. It's just like somebody pressed. Come here, Byron. Come here and just, it's come here. So it's like this. Ooh, nice shirt, by the way. Logo, model, golly. Oh, this man looks like he's been photoshopped. I can feel, and I'm preaching, and I feel, I resist that. I resist that. I believe in COVID-19. He's disrespecting COVID-19. I believe in COVID. I feel it. It's a demon trying to keep you, and it's a spirit of fear. And so what do you do with the spirit of fear? He's going to run when I tell him, you get off this stage right now. Don't you come back up on her. And no disrespect, he's phenomenal. Give Byron a great hand. That's what you do to the devil when he comes in. You get out of my house. You don't pay my taxes. You didn't give me this house. And I'm not taking anything from the devil. I don't receive any packages from the devil. Get out of here. Don't you come back. We say, well, you sure are brave for a man that's limping. I don't preach what happened to me. I preach the word. Probably should have had a screw and a bolt, and ain't got nothing except a strong healing coming back. By the way, this will be the strongest ankle I have. I'll have to believe God for the other one to catch up with this one, because I keep speaking to this right one and I forget to talk to the left, and I say ankle bones like the man in the Bible. Strength is coming to you. I speak in the name of Jesus, you're moving. And then I just woke up a couple days ago and didn't need crutches anymore. So I'm in the trailer throwing up. And my dad comes up. It's nasty, but it's real. If you ain't never puked, you're lying. And I got all this going on. And my dad comes over to me and he says, I'm going to pray the prayer of faith over you. And I'm this big. I've got on my Spider-Man underwear. And I'm shaking because there's ice on the floor. And he says, stand up, boy. Father, I speak to baby Dave right now in the name of Jesus, and I say he's healed from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. God, you know we're in this trailer in Ohio, and I don't have any money to take my son to the doctor, and I don't have any insurance, but I have blessed assurance. And God, I decree and declare that you said in your word that healing's the children's bread. And God, I rebuke sickness over David right now, and I speak to this virus to come out of his body, be healed in Jesus' name. And he said, now you're going to jump by faith. I'm like, oh my God. You know how it is when your hair hurts? Raise your hand, John. Anybody ever had your hair hurt? You're like, it all hurts. It all hurts. And I'm looking at him and he goes, jump. I said, Dad, I can't. I can't. He said, jump, boy. I said, Dad, I can't. He said, boy, you're going to jump. God is my witness. My dad starts crying because he feels horrible. But he said, you're going to jump. And by the third time you jump, every sickness in your body will be gone. And so I try. And then the third time I came up and completely healed, went to bed, slept all night, and learned a lesson. You jump when you don't feel like jumping. You walk by faith. And somebody ought to shout amen to this right now. This happened in a trailer in Ohio. Jump, baby Dave, jump! You say, well, whatever happened to that postal worker you were telling us about? Mama Red came to my dad's church. And when you're a pastor, you only got so many stories. Sally told me a story this afternoon about a story that I always tell. And I realized Sally's been here long enough now that she can finish my stories. So my dad told the story so many times. Mama Red walks out of her house and she has a massive stroke. And her whole left side gets paralyzed and she can't move. And her neighbor sees it and she calls 911. And she said she heard in her spirit as soon as she had the stroke and they freaked out. She said, I heard my pastor's voice talking about my dad. She said, I heard it as clear as day. Jump, baby Dave, jump. Jump, baby Dave, jump. Jump, baby Dave, jump. Healing comes by hearing. And she heard the word by a preacher that believed the word, and she started resisting. And she started resisting. And by the time the ambulances got there, they didn't know what to do with her because she's saying, jump, baby Dave, jump. It was her own therapy. And they treated her and checked her out. And then a couple days later, they said, you have no proof whatsoever that you ever, there's no residual that you ever had a stroke. And what were you yelling? Jump, baby Dave. Somebody ought to shout amen right now. If you go to the wrong church, when you get a stroke, you'll lay down. If you go to the wrong church, you get COVID, you'll be put down. But all you can't lose with the stuff I use, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is he that hangs on a tree. You're redeemed. Revive! The devil came to make you sick. Jesus came to give you life. Somebody shout, jump!
Jump!
We're almost done. We're about to lay hands on you. 1 Peter 2:24. 1 Peter 2:24. Come on, Saint. Let's look at the screens. He, Jesus, personally. I like that. He personally bore our sins in his own body on the tree as an altar. He offered himself on it that we might die and cease to exist to sin, live in righteousness. And while he died for us personally for sins, it says, and by his wounds we will be healed when we get to heaven. We will be healed when we're good. We will be healed after we go to the church for 17 years and 7 months. We have been healed. Sounds like this is done, Pete. We have been. We don't have to get it. Jesus got it for us. So here's the only thing it'll do for you. When you go to the right church, it'll make you jump up even when you break your ankle and tear stuff up because you're like, I can't stay down. So it'll make you somewhat invincible. But even if you do make a mistake like I did and, you know, the stage broke and broke my ankle and I got back up too quick, then I just went ahead and used my faith to get over the whole thing. Why? Because I understand if the devil wants anybody at our church dead, I'm at the top of the list. Come on, y'all agree with that right now? It'd be me all day long and twice on Sunday. Because it causes confusion amongst people, causes doubt amongst people, and then we help a lot of people. But then second on the list would be people who went through Growth Track, serve at the church. Greg Crane's on that list. There's a lot of great people at our church on the list because you helped me and Nicole do what God called us to do. So you're very important to the kingdom of God. So the devil will try to bring a spirit of fear on you, a spirit of infirmity on you. That's why you got to grow in your faith and go, uh-uh. And that's why you can't get lazy on a Tuesday night and go, I don't think I want to go to church. I'll just watch online. It's just stupid. That might be the answer to how dumb can you get. And then I want to say this. I didn't plan on saying this. I thought about saying it and then thought, oh, it's against better judgment to say it. Then I thought, well, I need to say it. And then I thought, no, I better not say it. And then I thought, well, I want to say it because I want to raise up a church of an army, not a bunch of wusses. And I don't want a Girl Scout cookie girl. I want some Marines. I want some people that go to hell and back. I want some special ops people. And I thought, no. I better not say that. Now let's balance out what I'm about to say. I'm not saying don't wear a mask. I'm not saying don't walk in wisdom. But I am saying that COVID has caused a retraining program in reverse. Let the weak say I'm strong. COVID says, if you have any kind of symptoms whatsoever, lay down and play dead for 14 days. If you see anything at all. If anybody, remember back in the day when you weren't afraid to sneeze in public? Come on, raise your hand right now. If I saw somebody put it on Instagram, it's inappropriate, but it said, back in the day, we would sneeze to cover up a fart. Now you'll fart to cover up a sneeze. Trust me, Nicola, I'll get in trouble for that one. But get my point. I'm not saying that I want you to come to church if you're like, well, I got a puking all over the place. But I am saying be careful. Because jump, baby Dave, jump. The just shall walk by faith. Believe you receive when all manifestation shows up and all symptoms have gone. No. You believe you receive when you pray. I said you believe you receive when you pray. So when I had COVID and I felt the symptoms and I felt the sickness, I didn't say, oh, my God, I'm going to die. Check out if we can get respirators. I wonder what's going to happen. No. I just said, I believe, I receive when I pray. And this is going to be a quick work. And I haven't been in fear at all, but I've obviously been exposed. We traveled millions of miles, touched millions of people. It's crazy how much exposure we had to it. And I got it, but it came to pass, and I didn't think I was going to die. So here's my point. This is the part that I really want to get over to you. Don't come to church if you're puking all over yourself. But maybe at least come to the parking lot and walk around and go, I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. Jump, baby Dave, jump. I'll walk by faith and not by sight. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Like the children of Israel walking around Jericho, my fever is normalizing. And by the way, it's not my fever. The fever is normalizing. And my body is in perfect shape. And I'm in perfect rhythm with the Spirit of God. He personally bore my sins on the cross. And by his wounds, I am healed. Shout it. Oh, I like that, Florida. Come on, boy. Come on, St. Louis, chant it. Chant it again. One more time, what? Tell the devil. Tell your body.
I am healed.
Stand up with me. I want the musicians to play. Rodney, the whole team there. Pastor Phil, I want you and Pastor Omar and Pastor Jordan to walk up there. I'm looking at you right now. Turn around, Florida. You can see St. Louis. There they are. And so you're there in that big old building. You can look back at me now. And I want you guys to go up by that front step there. Jordan, Phil, Omar. And then I want the people that are sick in body tonight to walk down the aisles there at Sunset Hills to the right and to the left. And then Jordan and Phil and Omar will come and they'll lay hands on you. The Bible said that when you lay hands on the sick, they shall. Not maybe. Not I hope so. They shall recover. Now it also is predicated a lot upon your faith. You have to have faith tonight that you're going to be healed. But even if you don't have the faith to have the complete manifestation, God can do miracles, but also operate in the faith that you do have, that you're beginning to improve right now. And here in Florida, Nicole will be over here. Byron, you come over here. And if you need healing right now, come up to the front. Nicole's going to pray for you here. Pastor Byron will pray for you here. We're going to lay hands on you, and you will be healed. So before I sing the song, I want to pray over people that are online. I also want to say, in Acts 2, it says they were all in one place, one mind and one accord. There is an important factor. It has a lot to do. When you're really, really sick and you really need to go to the hospital, it's not like, I think I'll just watch online, have the doctor. No, no, no. You need to go where the machinery's at. We didn't have the baby at home. We sent Morgan to a hospital. And we said, hey, if we could order an epidural to go, we'd like one of those. And we'd like to keep that going until he's 18. Because I believe in medicine. I believe in doctors. I believe in nurses. Come on, give it up for nurses and doctors. It's incredible. I believe in them. God created them. Oh, thank God for them. I'll use them in a minute, but the goal is not to need them. I mean, y'all don't want to have open heart surgery. Can I get a no brain surgery crowd? So I'm for doctors. But those of you online, it's like this. There's an anointing, I believe, that comes through online, but it's not to the level that it is in this room right now. I can feel the tangible level of anointing here. And believe it or not, I told Pete and some other people Sunday, I said, I could tell St. Louis was getting it. Even when I wasn't there, I could feel you pulling it out of me. Just pulling it up out of me. But I will pray for you online. Father, I pray for the people online. We mix our faith with their faith. That, Lord, wherever they're at, they can be healed and they can be touched. That there's no distance in prayer. And God, I ask while we're laying hands on these people that you at home, maybe if you're able to, get up and just start walking around your room saying, thank you, Lord, that I'm healed. I praise you, Lord, that I'm healed. And I want you to do that while they lay hands. Come up right now in St. Louis. Come here in Florida. We'll pray for you. Let's sing it, Titus.